Mark? Okay. This morning, maybe before we begin, I'll just ask for the Lord's help again. Our loving God and Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this hour. And I just would pray, Lord, that as we read in your word and consider what has been written for us, Lord, that you would encourage us and build us up in your most holy faith. And we just ask for your help and pray these things in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to be reading this morning a chapter in Genesis. I recently, in my personal reading, finished reading through Genesis, and when Mike mentioned that he was going to be away, I thought, well, he asked if maybe I could share a message, and I told him I would, and figured I would look back the previous month or two as I was going through Genesis, and came upon chapter 24. Figured I would speak about Genesis 24. And I'm going to read the whole chapter. It's a lengthy chapter, but I trust the Lord will bless our time in his word. Genesis chapter 24. Now, Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. So Abraham said to the oldest servant of his house, who ruled over all that he had. Before I go on, I don't want you to think that we're just going to be talking about old people. We have here in the first verse, it talks about Abraham was old and well advanced in age. And I think the King James says it that Abraham was stricken in age. And I know my grandmother used to say, getting old ain't for sissies. So we have, you know, Abraham is his, I'm not sure how old he was. He was 100 years old when Isaac was born, and we know that in a previous chapter or two, Abraham had taken Isaac to, I think it was Mount Moriah, to offer him there as a burnt offering, as a sacrifice at the direction of the Lord. So if Abraham was 100 when Isaac was born. I don't know how old Isaac was. I didn't do any research when Isaac was taken to Mount Moriah, but I would think he was somewhere in the 15 to 25 age range. The only thing that, you know, kind of gives us a clue is Isaac was able to bear the wood for the altar there, so he was a strong young man. I'm not sure how old. So we know that there's that, and then we don't know the time between when Isaac was taken to Mount Moriah and. In our chapter, it may have been, 5 to 10 years. I don't know, just speculating. But so Abraham was probably, somewhere in the 120 to 130 years old, well advanced in years. And, some of us who are, in the last trimester of our life here, we can kind of relate to the aches and pains, and things aren't as easy and things aren't as clear. So it records it here that Abraham is old and advanced in age. But another thing that I noticed in Genesis, and it's in the next chapter of Genesis, and I assume that because it's in the next chapter, it's later in Abraham's life, so he was a little older. But in the next chapter, in chapter 25, it says Abraham again took a wife, and her name was Keturah. So even though Abraham was well advanced in years, stricken in years, and we may be feeling our aches and pains, but the Lord can work, and the Lord continued to work in Abraham's life. And we know through his wife Keturah, Abraham bore 6 sons. I don't know how many daughters, but I just thought that was interesting that we may be old, but the Lord isn't through with us yet. So we'll go ahead and continue reading. I'll start again in chapter 24, verse 1. Now Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. So Abraham said to the oldest servant of his house, who ruled over all that he had, "Please put your hand under my thigh, and I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell. But you shall go to my country and to my family and take a wife for my son Isaac." And the servant said to him, "Perhaps the woman will not be willing to follow me to this land. Must I take your son back to the land from which you came?" But Abraham said to him, "Beware that you do not take my son back there. The Lord God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my family, and who spoke to me and swore to me, saying, 'To your descendants I give this land,' he will send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there. And if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you will be released from this oath. Only do not take my son back there." So the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him concerning this matter. Then the servant took 10 of his master's camels and departed, for all his master's goods were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. And he made his camels kneel down outside the city by a well of water at evening time, and the time when women go out to draw water. Then he, the servant, said, "Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, here I stand by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. Now let it be that the young woman to whom I say, 'Please let down your pitcher that I may drink,' and she says, 'Drink, and I will also give your camels a drink,' let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac. And by this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master." Verse 15. And it happened, before he had finished speaking, that behold, Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, and wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, came out with her pitcher on her shoulder. Now the young woman was very beautiful to behold, a virgin. No man had known her. And she went down to the well, filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, "Please, let me drink a little water from your pitcher." So she said, "Drink, my lord." Then she quickly let her pitcher down to her hand and gave him a drink. And when she had finished giving him a drink, she said, "I will draw water for your camels also until they have finished drinking." Then she quickly emptied her pitcher into the trough, ran back to the well and to draw water, and drew for all his camels. And the man wondered at her. And the man wondering at her remained silent, so as to know whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. So it was, when the camels had finished drinking, that the man took a golden nose ring weighing half a shekel and two bracelets for her wrists weighing 10 shekels of gold and said, "Whose daughter are you? Tell me, please, is there room in your father's house for us to lodge?" So she said to him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, Milcah's son, whom she bore to Nahor." Moreover, she said to him, "We have both straw and feed enough and room to lodge." Then the man bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord. And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his mercy and his truth toward my master. As for me, being on the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren." So the young woman ran and told her mother's household these things. Now Rebekah had a brother whose name was Laban, and Laban ran out to the man by the well. So it came to pass, when he saw the nose ring and the bracelets on his sister's wrist, and when he had heard the words of his sister Rebekah saying, "Thus the man spoke to me," that he went to the man. And there he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, "Come in, O blessed of the Lord. Why do you stand outside? For I have prepared the house and a place for the camels." Then the man came to the house, and he, Laban, unloaded the camels and provided straw and feed for the camels and water to wash the servant's feet and the feet of the men who were with the servant. Food was set before him to eat, but he said, "I will not eat until I have told about my errand." And Laban said, "Speak on." So he said, "I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he has given him flocks and herds, silver and gold, male and female servants, and camels and donkeys. And Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master when she was old, and to him he has given all that he has. Now my master made me swear, saying, 'You shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I dwell, but you shall go to my father's house and to my family and take a wife for my son.' And I said to my master, 'Perhaps the woman will not follow me.' But he said to me, The Lord, before whom I walk, will send his angel with you and prosper your way. And you shall take a wife for my son from my family and from my father's house. You will be clear from this oath when you arrive among my family, for if they will not give her to you, then you will be released from my oath. And this day I came to the well and said, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, if you will now prosper the way in which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin comes out to draw water, and I say to her, please give me a little water from your pitcher to drink, and she says to me, drink, and I will draw for your camels also, let her be the woman whom the Lord has appointed for my master's son. But before I had finished speaking in my heart, there was Rebekah coming out with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down to the well and drew water. And I said to her, please let me drink. And she made haste and let her pitcher down from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give your camels a drink also. So I drank, and she gave the camels a drink also. Then I asked her and said, whose daughter are you? And she said, the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bore to him. So I put the nose ring on her nose and the bracelets on her wrists, and I bowed my head and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, who had led me in the way of truth to take the daughter of my master's brother for his son. Now, if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, then I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, the thing comes from the Lord. We cannot speak to you either bad or good. Here is Rebekah before you. Take her and go, and let her be your master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken. And it came to pass, when Abraham's servant heard their words, that he worshiped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. Then the servant brought out jewelry of silver, jewelry of gold, and clothing, and gave them to Rebekah. He also gave precious things to her brother and to her mother. And he and the men who were with him ate and drank and stayed all night. Then they arose in the morning, and he said, send me away to my master. But her brother and her mother said, let the young woman stay with us a few days, at least 10. After that, she may go. And he said to them, do not hinder me, since the Lord had prospered my way. Send me away so that I may go to my master. So they said, we will call the young woman and ask her personally. Then they called Rebekah and said to her, will you go with this man? And she said, I will go. So they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, our sister, may you become the mother of thousands, of 10,000s, and may your descendants possess the gates of those who hate them. Then Rebekah and her maids arose, and they rode on the camels and followed the man. So the servant took Rebekah and departed. Now Isaac came from the way of Beer Lehi Roy, for he dwelt in the south. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening, and he lifted his eyes and looked, and there the camels were coming. Then Rebekah lifted her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from her camel, for she had said to the servant, "Who is this man walking in the field to meet us?" The servant said, "It is my master." So she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. Then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and he took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. This is a beautiful story. I enjoy reading it and spending time on it. And in reading through this story again, I was struck by the devotion shown by the servant of Abraham, the devotion that he showed to Abraham. And in verse 12, it brings before us the prayer of the servant, O Lord God of my master Abraham, so devoted to Abraham. And in verse 14, it goes on to say that the prayer of Abraham's servant, let it be, it says, let it be that the young woman to whom I say, please let down your pitcher that I may drink. There was a portion in here where maybe it isn't in that verse. It says, verse 13, it says, "Behold, here I stand." The servant of Abraham, "Behold, here I stand." And I guess it's in verse 14, it says, "Now let it be." He's praying that the Lord would bless, the Lord of his master Abraham would bless him in the task that Abraham had put before him. In verses 15 through 27, it talks about the circumstances and how the Lord answered the prayer of Abraham's servant. "Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham." And I was also touched in verse 17 by the enthusiasm and the character of Rebekah, where the servant asked Rebekah for a sip of water, a little drink, and she didn't stop at a little drink. She provided with a drink that was sufficient, what he needed. But then also it goes on to say that Rebekah also offered to draw water for the 10 camels. And I didn't do any research. I think Mark Cashman probably will. He'll do research to find out, you know, thirsty camels after traveling quite a distance through the desert, how much water a thirsty camel would drink. But I would imagine that it mentions that Rebecca emptied her vessel, and she went back to the well to fill it again for the camels. And she not only provided a drink for the camels, but she gave them drink until they had finished drinking, which it just gave me a little vision of the character of Rebecca. And was also struck in verse 40. When and this is after Rebecca had provided the water, and after the servant had put a nose ring, a gold nose ring on Rebecca, and bracelets on her wrists, gold nose ring and gold bracelets, that it says that, but he said, the servant said, "The Lord before whom I walk," this is what Abraham had said to the servant, "The Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with you and prosper your way, and you shall take a wife for my son, for my family, and for my father's house." So the Abraham, we can see from this verse that Abraham had certainly prayed about it, and he relayed to the servant that the Lord would go before him and answer to all the requests. And was also struck in verse 56 when they asked Rebecca if she would go with the servant, that the servant that she had never met before, she said, "I will go." And thought it was interesting too that at the end of the chapter, Isaac, he went out to the field. He went out to meditate in the field, and he lifted up his eyes and beheld the camels, and probably wondering the success of Abraham's mission as he beheld the camels coming. And as I was going through this chapter, you can see types that kind of point towards the New Testament, and the servant that is sent by Abraham, you can see a type or a symbol of the Holy Ghost being sent by the Father. In our story, it was Abraham, but everything that the servant requested and prayed, it was to Abraham. Abraham was the focus, bless my master Abraham. It wasn't, bless me, and that's the way the Spirit of God is too. His focus is on the Lord Jesus, and bringing together the Lord Jesus and the Bride of Christ. Also, the servant didn't speak. We saw in the story that the servant didn't speak by his own authority, but by Abraham, and we see that in the Spirit of God too. The Spirit of God isn't speaking by his own authority, but it's by the authority of God. We see the servant in the story was bound by the wishes and instruction of Abraham, who was kind of a type of God the Father, not to allow a daughter of the Canaanites to become a wife of Isaac, his son, and not allow Isaac to leave the promised land. Also see that the servant takes the things of the bridegroom to win the bride. And the servant also brings the bride to a meeting with Isaac. It's encouraging to see these types in our story, and as God is the Spirit of God is acting on behalf of the Master God. Abraham, that the purpose of this story, the purpose of the servant going was to find a bride, and we're the bride of Christ. And again, in Rebecca, again. You know, we see a type of the bride of Christ, and Rebecca's willingness to leave her home and homeland and travel with the servant of her bridegroom to the bridegroom's home in her new home. And thought it was interesting too, where it talks about this young girl of character, Rebecca, and she would be, and as her family had indicated when they sent her away, our sister, may you become the mother of thousands, of 10,000s, so forth. Part of the promised people, and two, she was also an ancestress of the Lord Jesus. And two, in the story, we see the type of Isaac. Isaac being a type of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He was not yet seen when the servant went out to find the bride. The bride hadn't seen the bride. We haven't seen the Lord Jesus Christ, but we will see him in a coming day, and that coming day, as we mentioned, the one day. That one day may be soon when the bridegroom will come, and he'll come to meet his bride, and we'll be ushered into his presence. Just enjoyed this story about Abraham and his servant, and Rebecca and Isaac, and relating it to each one of us. And the hope that we have that one day soon we'll hear that shout and we'll be ushered into the presence of our bride and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's just bow our heads and ask the Lord's blessing on our time. Our God and Father, we thank you for this time together over your word. We just would pray, Lord, that you would have used your word to encourage us and to build upon the hope that we have of hearing that shout and being caught up together to be with our Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We thank you for this hope that we have, and we just ask your further blessings on our day today, and we pray these things in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.